the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHJ, FM, Grove City, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online, WMCK.FM, Keysport, SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find a link where you can listen right on our own player, as well as links to our placement at sites including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our Listen by Phone number, which is pretty cool. You just call this number if you have unlimited long distance but limited internet service. It's a great way to tune in. 631-359-8728.
I hope you don't mind when an old man sings. Help me to keep my mind on things. So when I go where the animals thrive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Then deer, deer, here. Then there, 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 here, there, 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 everywhere. Then deer, there, here. Then there, 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 here, there, 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 everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Then deer, there, here. Then there, 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 here, there, 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 everywhere. Then deer, there, here. Then there, 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 here, there, 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 everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, there, here.
Them deer, there, 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 here, there, 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 there,
bucks bed down where the tall grass grows. Fawns they doze where the doe does doze. Doze, doze, doze there. Doze, doze, doze here. Those are the habits of the white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, there, there, here, there, 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 everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, there, there, here, there, 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 everywhere.
Brian Bowers Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we've always loved Brian here at SLB. And in fact, he performed here years ago. And it was a great performance. Something to share with you. You might know that Dr. Demento had his last radio program in the past week. He did retire at the age of 85, and he compiled a list of, I believe it was the top 100 songs, and Brian Bowers, in a song called The Scotsman, was on that list, along with many others. But it was really nice to see Brian listed there when you think of all of the recordings that Dr. Demento has played over the year of novelty records and fun songs, like the one you just heard. That particular song was included.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slvradio.org/donate.
Thank you to Dennis for your recent donation. We appreciate your support. The Sound Hound does too. Thank you, Sound Hound. Now, the Sound Hound is going to take a moment and see if you might be able to stump you up with the sound that he's going to use for this week. Let me get the sound away. He turns into, it's practically like he's another dog. I got it. And, oh my goodness, this is a very short sound. Are you ready to hear it? One more time. Sound Hound, let's make that just a teeny bit louder, shall we? Once again. Any idea what that sound is? The Sound Hound knows, I know, but do you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we hear from you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. One more time for the sound because it's so quiet. There it is. Now, just this past Thursday, Bob Franke passed away. Bob, living in New England for most of his performing life, from Hamtramck, Michigan, known around the Midwest, and then later as a touring musician with a prolific body of work in terms of his songs. This is one I always loved, and we've played a lot here at SLB. Here's Bob Franke in a still, small voice at the Saturday Light Brigade.
In a still, small voice, in the middle of the night, Brother Martin heard the simple truth, and he followed its pleading, though it led to a crossroads parting in the days of my youth. From the heart of my city came a single scream, and I heard it through all the white noise. And the papers told me that they'd killed the dream, but they never killed the still small voice. All the lies come at you in a million ways, some you hear and some you tell yourself. And they say that virtue is a pile of gold, and that weapons are a nation's wealth. But when kings stand naked in their ugly schemes, will the poor of this world rejoice? Will they sell their children down a bloody stream? Or will they listen to a still small voice? blood bandit in your living room will convince you that you have no time. It will swear to take you on your one free ride while it's looking for your last dime. But the light of heaven is a simple gift. You can see it when you make that choice. It will shine like riches in your inmost heart, and it will speak in a still small voice. Oh, the sky will open when the trumpet sounds, and the thunder will shake these walls. And these stones, so silent as they ring us round, they will shatter when they hear that call. And these chains will clatter when they hit the ground, and the people make a joyful noise. When my lover comes to call me home, it will be in a still small voice.
My sweater, where'd I leave my sweater? Where'd, oh, I think I must have left it in Santa Cruz. At that show I played at the University College 10 Dining Commons multi-purpose room. Yes, I remember it all clearly now. I was packing up my things when a young female student said I sounded exactly like Jason Mraz. It was then that I set down my sweater to appear natural and unoffended as our conversation shifted to autographs and was then abruptly ended when I signed her new CD, Jason Mraz. Tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll wake up early, I hope my sweater's still on sale. And I can see them all like vultures at the Cherokee brand clearance rack, and by the time I get through, all they'll have left is XXL. And if my sweater's not on sale, then I will wait there until it is, and I will shiver while I wait because it's cold. While I'm shivering, while I'm waiting for my sweater to go on sale, I'll imagine that girl from Santa Cruz being swallowed by a whale and blaming her new life in a whale's belly on Jason Mraz. Yeah. Here we go. So I was standing in line at Mervyn's, and the guy in front of me was obviously wearing a toupee, and I started thinking to myself, what if all our lives are just really long one-act plays in which we actors try desperately to be somebody else? Like, hey, look at me, I've got a fancy house, somebody killed a cow and made my couch, and I've got synthetic hair, it's Velcro to my head. And if that's the case, then I'm concerned that I'm too young to know the truth. I'll have to spend the next 65 years trying to recapture my youth. You know, there aren't very many words that rhyme with Mraz. Shaving it off when I go bald, I'm shaving it off when I go bald. I'll never ever wear a rug. I'll let the neighbor kids draw dragonflies and beautiful Bengal tigers on my head when I go bald enough. And if my wife's embarrassed by the tigers and she won't be seen in public with them, then I'll divorce her. And the divorce will be quick and painless as far as divorces go. I've been told they're actually pretty difficult. Cause she can keep the house, she can keep the couch whenever I left behind it. She can even have my sweater if she ever happens to find it. I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong.
That's Justin Farron at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I suspect you figured out the name of the song, Where Did I Leave My Sweater? And Bob Franke from his album Brief Histories and A Still Small voice. Bob passed away on Thursday after being hit by a motorcycle in Antigua, Guatemala. After he and his wife moved there just 4 weeks ago. And while he survived the motorcycle accident as he was having a surgery to help mend his injuries, he had a heart attack. Beloved singer and songwriter Bob Franke, probably is best known for Thanksgiving Eve and Hard Love. And we'll do our best to play a few more songs by him coming up this morning. He was 78. Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. In just a moment, Jess is going to join us and share the correct answer. John and Addie in East Deer just wrote to ask about the podcast where we were talking about TV test patterns. That podcast is not out yet, but it will be. It's part of the Kidsburg, spelled like Pittsburgh, with an H at the end, Kidsburgh podcast. We produce it here, and I was a guest on it last week. So you can look for the Kidsburg podcast wherever you look for podcasts. It's designed for parents, grandparents, and other caregivers to get ideas about what to do with their kids. I'll write you back with that information, too. Sharon was thinking our sound might be a manual typewriter. It's not. Let me, by the way, ask the sound hound to share that sound one more time. (412) 200-5975 John and economy got the correct answer. Tom thought it could be a clicker that gets people into the correct beat to dance or play their musical instrument like a metronome, or maybe a tap dancer preparing to dance. Steve also thought it could be a manual typewriter. Larry in Elwood City was thinking about castanets or one castanet. We just mentioned John and Addie a moment ago. They came up with the correct answer. Caden and Annie in Eastern PA got it. Jennifer in New Jersey came up with the correct answer. Angie and Mars got it. So did John and Carrick. And Rick in Highland Park. And also batting 1,000 today, I think. Jess came up with it. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
We're doing well. It's nice to be awake and up. You know, it's very nice to kind of have Saturday all planned out, to know what you're going to be doing and, you know, where to be and how the day's going to start.
Yes, definitely.
And you figured this out very, very quickly. You were one of the few that immediately knew what it is.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm always doing it, especially to a beat of music.
Yes. And, well, people are, so that everybody knows what we're talking about, have you identify what it is we're looking for here.
It's snapping your fingers.
snapping your fingers. Now, I have a question for you about snapping your fingers. Have you ever found that there are some days when you can snap your fingers perfectly well and other days where you can't snap your fingers quite as well?
Yeah, I guess, especially as I get older.
Like right now, yeah. I can remember this even from when I was young. You know, my left hand is perfect. My right hand, a little bit off, but I know like later in the day, it might change. I don't know why that is. Maybe we have a skeletal specialist that can tell us.
Well, I wonder if it has anything to do with, like, okay, people that are left-handed and people that are right-handed.
Yeah, or maybe, like, oil on your skin that would have to do with how loudly. But I know there are days when it's really easy to snap. You know, there's that two-snap thing people do, like, and then they bang bang their hand, but I've always wondered about the variability of the snap. So.
Yeah, well, I guess I've never really thought about it, but I guess there's something to it, because I know that there's some days when it feels like I can snap my fingers a little harder and a little louder than other days, probably.
I've been told I think too much, as opposed, I can remember an old friend of mine used to say, you know, you can get in trouble if you think too little. You can also get in trouble if you think too much. And
well, yeah, there could be something to that.
she was definitely correct in her assessment. That was my old friend Karen from high school. Well, I am glad you called. You were among the very first to get it, so well done.
Yeah, it came easy to me today.
Well, I hope you're heading for a good day, and thank you. Thanks for being with us as always.
Okay, yes. You guys all have a good day today.
You bet, and you too. And Saturday Light Brigade charge to you as well if you came up with the correct answer. I'm realizing. Very careful listeners. Note that I neither fed the sound hound or gave him a drink. Watching our cat, Elroy, I noticed that he's very careful with eating first and then getting a drink thereafter. So We'll treat the sound hound the same way, easy boy. Okay, that's probably enough for you, and we'll give him a drink. And as a little reward. Okay, I think that's enough, don't you? Isn't that enough? As a little reward to the sound hound, we'll allow him to hear this. That's Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. When music was simple. A way to exercise your fingers. Carrie. up near Oil City. She's driving and just pulled over to say good morning. And thank you for saying hello. And here comes a song I mentioned to a few listeners, including Russ, as a song that is kind of like Old Love, a song we played for years called Old Love that talked about a relationship that endures beyond the early stages of a relationship when people are just falling in love. And this song reminded me a great deal of that song. It's called The 30-Year Marriage. It's from an album called Now Then, and an artist named Robbie Foulkes.
It was a 30-year marriage, so poor a cup. Good years still ahead, and money enough. Now the hard days of children and jealous mistrust were over. At a place by the ocean in Monterey, we smiled at young couples, they looked away. If they're lucky like us, maybe they'll pick a 30-leaf clover. Some things still sizzling, some things still hidden. I never thought it would end, and it didn't. We didn't fall out of love, we fell into rhythm. From the first night we thoughtlessly fell in bed. When was it your first thought to look ahead? Like me, did you see yourself old, unwanted and lonesome? Did you look at my father and stop to think, like him I'd give in to disappointment and drink? Did you jump in the river blind or with half an eye open? Some things we tried mapping, most things just happened. Down payments and upkeep, not enough sleep, and 30 years on, it's all overlapping. In a 30-year marriage, you start to find sense being inside another and sometimes against. Accepting indulgences you were never meant to be given. And the nightmares of one keep the other awake. And the failures of either are unauthored mistakes. And now a stray thought tumbles out too late. You find it's forbidden. Glass. Now a change in the other is too much to ask. The time to slip off the chains of the past is over. And we look at these couples and inwardly laugh. No path stands before you. No path. No path. Look at us. We're what you hope for.
That's Robbie Foulkes, F-U-L-K-S, and the 30-year marriage. Do you have a little tear in your eye hearing that? What a beautiful song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. And I need to tell you, Jim in Blackridge just wrote saying, I have vivid memories sitting on our living room floor in the early 50s on a Saturday morning, staring at the test pattern on the television, waiting for Cowboy Corral to come on Channel 9 out of Steubenville. And I can remember those huge TV sets that were, you know, they're still huge now, but being huge in weight, that were pieces of furniture, and you would kind of lie down on your stomach, put your hands underneath your chin, stare at the screen, and sometimes you were waiting for that test pattern to be over with. And it's really hard to remember, or not hard to remember, but hard to imagine a time when, you know, we're not going to use all of that space. We'll actually just put up a test pattern. No one's going to watch television between those hours. But indeed, eventually that went away. Thank you for sharing that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Jim's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
You say your heart's been turned to stone. You say you wanna be left alone. You say love only made you weep and moan. Let me tell you something that you know in your bones. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say your soul's like a dry riverbed. Stop waiting for the water, long ago you said. You better pray all night for the rain instead. Life comes like a tidal wave over your head. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say waiting for love takes too long. Dulls a sharp mind, weakens the strong. Well, you may be right, but you may be wrong. 'Cause life can make a mountain come tumbling down. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. The river washes over every woman and man. Feet in the gravel and mud in your hands. Nothing can stand against love's command. Every bone that turns into a grain of sand. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
The Saturday Light Brigade. His name is Brother Sun with Love is the Water. Tom just asked, how did television engineers use the test pattern? I have two speculations about that. One, was simply to put something on while the station was off, so you didn't need to go through shutting off the transmitter. This is just my speculation. So it was there as a placeholder. But the other is, I think, the black and white version of it that, you know, had all sorts of things in various contrasts, I would imagine was used to check calibration on things and make adjustments. And I suspect the color was used in the same sort of way. If you know for sure and would like to join us on the air, feel free to check in at 412-200-5975, and we'll be happy to share that information.
A Symbol joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. A Symbol is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. A Symbol works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
You can support SLB with one simple action that will cost exactly nothing. We are in the midst of our annual activity of looking for reviews for greatnonprofits.org. That's the website that collects feedback and information about nonprofit organizations. I'll give you a link in a moment where you can go and just take a second. You don't even need to register. You can leave a review of SLB. And we're about 7 reviews short of the number needed to maintain our status for 2025. So you'll make a big difference if you're able to go there. If you enjoy the radio program or share our passion for amplifying underheard voices through our Youth Media Center, take a moment. You can share your thoughts at tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. Thank you. Now it is time for today's After Thoughts puzzle. Here come 3 words, and we are hoping you will be able to figure out the one word that naturally follows the 3 that we give you. And this week, the words are top, perfect, and hang. Top, perfect, and hang.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's After Thoughts puzzle. Top, perfect, and hang. Here's Maria Muldaur with Dan Hicks.
Heart, but it doesn't beat for me. It beats softly in love, but not for me. Sweet lips, I know I'll never kiss. You're one I'm afraid rough time. He gives me his dime and then parts. Soft sighs, soft and pretty moans. In dreams I can make you my own. Rough time. He gives me his dime and then parts. Soft sighs, soft and pretty moans. In dreams I can make you my own. In dreams I can make you my own. Now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown. Once my heart was filled with the love of a man. I held him close, but he faded in the night like a
and Gathering Time with the Song of the Season here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nice to have you along with us today. We are still looking for your answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle. The word that follows top, perfect, and hang. Here's another clue, take. And another clue, nine. The word that follows those, five. 4-1-2-200-5-9-7-5. And Dan is in Mercer, and I'm glad he is. Dan can fill us in a little bit about the use of the test pattern. We were talking about the test pattern earlier this morning, that thing that would come on TV generally if you're a baby boomer around 1 o'clock or so. The test pattern would come on. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Larry. Morning, everyone.
Thank you so much for checking in. So, you know a bit about how the test pattern was used?
Yeah, I do. I've been a TV repairman for most of my adult life, so yeah, it was actually a, like you said, a calibration tool. Still is, actually. Well, not so much since everything went digital, but there's a whole list of things that you can calibrate from the test pattern. I mean, the vertical height and centering and linearity and the horizontal height or horizontal width and centering. You can adjust the focus. You know, there's a whole bunch of small lines, diminishing thickness that allows you to adjust focus. You can there's a gradient of small lines embedded in there that you can use to read the resolution. How many lines can you see? That tells you how sharp your picture is. And you can use the test pattern for setting up the grayscale, the level of contrast and brightness that's best. There's a whole bunch of things in there.
Wow, that now that brings back some memories of when vertical hold and horizontal hold were adjustments you would make, right? And the picture would flip.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd try to adjust that as best you could. And also, you know, the TV channel changing, which involved turning a knob. And I think it was fine-tuning, maybe, that would allow you to tune in between the channels, which I always like to do. Are you still repairing sets?
I am, yeah.
It's good to...
One of the few remaining... It's consumer electronics repair. So, yeah, we do... we still do quite a few TVs, but we do a wide array of electronic repair.
Yeah, we get our equipment here... whenever possible, we have serviced rather than throwing it away and buying new, even when it's about the same cost, because it's nice to not have to throw something away that's otherwise functional.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also nice to work with somebody who knows how to fix them, too. Are tubes readily available these days, or are those difficult to find?
Most of them are, but they're very often going to be green tubes, reconditioned, or, you know, just used tubes.
Mm.
I don't know that they're still manufacturing tubes. Probably the more popular ones are. But there's there's so many different types and styles and part numbers that if you have to buy a tube, that's usually used ones.
Yeah, and there are a lot of I guess they call them new old stock, that is stuff that's been hanging around.
Yeah.
But well, thank you, Dan. It's good to talk to you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tubes are actually very robust. They're long lived. You know, people would often go to just changing out the tubes as the number one fix, but they're pretty darn rugged. They'll last a good long time.
Yeah, I guess because they're fragile, people think they're going to break, but they're, I mean, because of the glass, but I know from having some tube gear, they do take a beating seem to last. So.
Yeah. Plus, they're easy to swap out, too, you know, so it's always tempting for folks to just go in there and change the tube or pull pull the tubes and run down to the hardware, the drugstore, where they had a tube tester. Remember the tube testers?
Oh, yes. Yes. Those yeah. were, there's still a few stores that have them, and I see them for sale or please haul away. no charge.
Yeah.
Every dollar.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm so glad you called.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Larry. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Take care. That's Dan and Mercer. Now we know a little bit more about how and why a test pattern is used on televisions. Well, the correct answer to this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for the word that follows hang, perfect, take. It also follows the word nine and top. A correct answer from Mike in Mars and James in... Oh, interesting, James. I was thinking of the answer dog. Top dog, perfect dog, and hang dog. That actually, that's a great alternative. So we added take dog and nine dog, but top dog, perfect dog, you're the perfect dog, and hang dog. That's a great answer, James. John in Economy said, it's not dog, but it should be. Jim Crafton Heights correctly pointed out that the singer on that, Dana Hixton, was not Maria Muldaur. She did the song Sweetheart on her own album, Waitress in a Donut Shop. But with Dana Hicks and his Hot Licks, it was Marianne Price singing the song, similar style. Sharon got the correct answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle. Rich in Edinburgh noted that they used the test pattern to adjust any picture settings and to be sure the station was really on the air for the coming broadcast. By the way, the test pattern was only in black and white. There was no color television when test patterns were first used, but I think eventually there were those bars of color that would occasionally be used as well, but... you're exactly right. It was not the way they looked in those earlier days. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's from Rich. And Tom also gave a big as a clue, which works. Jim in Crafton Heights got the correct answer, as did Gail in Stanton Heights. And Doug and Heidi, thank you for your note. They are in Black Ash. And I mentioned that Tommy has the correct answer. And let's see... Steve and Sharon has the correct answer. And some more memories about old TVs. Jim said he remembers going with his dad to Kelly and Cohen with our TV tubes to try them on the tester. He would let me do the testing. Maybe as an IQ test. It was kind of like Mr. Potato Head for... geeky teenagers like I was. You got to put the tube into the tube tester. That was Jim in Crafton Heights. Jim in Blackridge said our fix-it material was tinfoil. We only called a technician if the tube flew. And Pudge, Super Pudge, just got the correct answer. So we were looking for the word that follows top, perfect, hang, take, And nine, the word we were looking for. 10. Top 10, perfect 10, hang 10, take 10. And 9 also follows 10. Congratulations to you. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. It's birthday time here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Each week we celebrate birthdays that occurred on this date or in the week ahead. And we begin with Liam of the North Side. Happy birthday to you from Kyla, Bryn, Jimmy, and your whole family. Tomorrow, October 19th, Norm of Upper St. Clair from Barb, his wife, Nathan, Julie, Becca, and Catherine, Alicia. Also, on the 19th, we have Chuck, 19th, on the 20th, Sophia of Munhall from your family, Shana of Baden from Patrick, Tobias and Sander, Robbie of Verona, Jan of Grove City from Mom, Dad, and Maggie and Jonathan, Kayla of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester has a birthday as well. Turning to the 21st, we have Nick in Avalon, Antonio of Munhall from your family, Dave of Allison Park from Karen, his wife, and Audrey and Rose. On the 21st, we have Claire from your family, and Cameron of Brighton Heights from your family, and Lucy from your family. Wednesday, the 22nd, Gerard of Ohio from wife Kate and daughter Maeve. On October 23rd, it's Mason from Mom Kelsey, Dad, and Cooper. Sally from Jason. Eileen of Baldwin from Mom Cindy. Zerghim also celebrates on the 23rd, as does Faith of Forest Hills from Steve and sons Sam and Adam. Jim in Washington County from daughter Julie. And Cece, happy birthday to you, Cece, of Jacksonville, Florida, from husband Ken, son Tom, and from us. Scott of Ben Avon Heights, from wife Susan and family, Ava of McClellantown, also celebrates on the 24th. Lena of Oakmont from Mom Jenny. Dane of Black Ash. Happy birthday to you on October 24th from Mom, Dad, and Lillian. Happy to have him home for the weekend. Dane asks, how long have we been announcing his birthday? And Heidi thinks it's been about 20 years, and I think that's about correct. Stephanie, happy birthday to you of the North Hills. Emma of West Mifflin, happy birthday to you from Alex, your brother, and Char and Gary. And finally, Nathan, celebrating a birthday the same week as his dad, Norm. And his greetings are from Mom and Dad, Norm and Barb, and Julie, Becca, Catherine, and Alicia. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating. How is it that these names got on the radio?
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member?
Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure that a uniformed official hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade colorful birthday card to the birthday celebrant. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own easy-to-use player, plus links to TuneIn, Simple Radio.